So I'm going to say over today, a shiur, try to be makatsa, a shiur from the love. I actually gave it this morning, Yerudea. But it's something the love thought was very fundamental in terms of understanding the love of shisha. There's a machlokes of Yishayinim, whether the love of shisha means in terms of bittul, mimishay domino, that require that she bottle 60 against, is that a din d'iraisa, din d'rabbana? So Rashi in general is the opinion that Tam Kika in general is only d'rabbana, and other Rishonim of the opinion, that's Rashi on one side, the extreme sheet on the other side is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, his grandson, who says that if you have one kezayis that gets mixed up with 50 kezayis, since it gives Tam, If 50 people eat, each one eats a kezayis, each one of them is loika. Because to use the expression of the rush, ha-hetin is hapechlios isi. In Shulchan Aruch it seems that we pask in the disalach of shishim. Shishim is a number that is chosen because if you hold this divisor, it's shishim normally is mesalek tam. It's 60 against, so the tam disappears. So now in Shulchan Aruch it seems that we pass in that shishim is divisa. Shach points this out because the shishim in terms of min b'she'en amino, right, is divisa. Because if you have a suffix where there was 60, you know you have rov, right? The piece of chaza fell into the potatoes, you know for sure you have rov. If in the supik where they have shishim, so it's in min b'she'en amino, it's osa, and min b'mino, it's mutter, because min b'mino is a gzeira ato'en amino, so there it's only drabonah, so that's a suffix drabonah, is lakula. But min b'she'en amino, the mechaba paskins, that it's osa, because it's a suffix device. So what defines min b'mino and min b'she'en amino? So here there's machloikas between the Ramah and the Shach, a very fundamental machloikas, the Rav said. The Ramah says, here in Tzadiches, that the definition of min b'she'en amino as linen bosa shema, because there's machlokes in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. Do you go will you go bosa shema machlok lavavav? Do you go bosa shema or bosa taima? Bosa shema means that what it's called. So if yain atiki, fermented wine, gets mixed up with not fermented wine. So if you go bosa shema, they're both called yain. If you go bosa taima, what the flavor is, then they have different flavors. It would be called mimishayin amino. And the Ramah says, since we paskin, we go the more they paskin bosa shema, so we go bosa shema. So the Shach rejects this completely. He's very upset about this. The Shach, he says, how can that be? What about tam keika? If it gives tam and mimishayin amino, this tam, of course it's awesome. It's also with the Eraisa. How can you say that should be called Mimbamino and you only need Rov for it to be bottled? It's only Midrabonim that you need Shishim. If you have a suffix Shishim, it'll be Mutter. There's Tam Kirika. So the Shach says, no, that's the Machloikas Basa Shmo Basa Taima was limited to a Drabonim issue. We're talking about a case, for example, there's certain things that are also B'mashal, like a Vodazora is also B'mashal. That's only Bimbimino. So how do we define Bimbimino for Avodah Zorah? It's a Yai Nesach. Real Yai Nesach. Also B'mashu. Do we go Basa Shema, what the wine is called? Or do you go... But we're talking about the Vish Shishim. We're talking about an Isu Mashu. So it's only Drabonim. But if there's no Shishim, says the Shach, then for sure it's also. Right? That's the Shach's time. So the Rav explained that there's a fundamental Machloikas here between... There's a fundamental Machloikas here between the Ramah and the Shach, that the Shach thinks that min b'she'en amino, the halach of shishim, the Ramah thinks that the halach of shishim is that you need a super rov, but it's really a bittle of rov, and rov is a matir. So if it's min b'mino, midi rice, all you need is what? Rov. But min b'she'en amino, you need a super rov. But it's not, and that rov is how much? 60 times again. Like in Congress, certain things, certain laws require majority. To convict the president, requires, as we know, two-thirds, right? Pass the constitutional amendment requires two-thirds. So certain things you need a supermajority. So that's the Mamor thinks it's really a bit of, so to speak, like Min Bamino in Yisoyim. Just you need a super rove. That rove is calculated by what normally would be Mesalik the Tam. But you don't really have to be Mesalik the Tam to eliminate the Tam. And the Shach disagrees. The Shach thinks, the Rav said, there are two fundamental differences, two different kinds of bitulim. There's the bitul of Min Bamino, which, based on the Kamus, it's Mata the Iser, right? Never Be'otzim Miyuto is the Lashon of the Rambam. And then there's a bitul of Min B'She'eino Mino. But Min B'She'eino Mino, the Shishim, is to be Misalik the Tam, because as long as there's Tam, it's Nikra Iser. So therefore, you always have to eliminate the time. You couldn't have such a thing like they say, but like the Ramor thinks, plus the Shema, even if it's called the same thing. That, of course, would be also, unless the Shach said that we're limiting to a very small case. I'll just tell you something. I remember when we were learning Kuntus HaGami with the Rav. So the I'm not going to go into the definition of Gami, but there's Machlok, the Ramban has the famous Kuntus HaGami, and he disagrees with the Rambam. And he says, "Va'anon bosa shmo azlinon." So the Rav, the Rambam says, "Va'anon bosa time azlinon." I disagree with the Rambam's reasoning. His time, right? So the Rav explained what there's an implicit statement that the Rambam is saying that we pass anon bosa time azlinon and not bosa shmo, even though it's a big name on the other side, the Rambam, but anon bosa time azlinon. But it's got to, you know. Very cute interpretation, but anyhow. So, but the Shach thinks that the loch of bittel of Mim B'She'eino Mino is not just to what. It's not just a shear and what the rove is. It's because Mim B'She'eino Mino, you need shishim to eliminate the tam. If the tam is nikah, so the is nikah. Right? So they have fundamental machlokes. So in terms of this, in this machlokes, so the Pisrei Tshuva quotes an interesting Chassam Sofer. If the Chassam Sofer says, if the Iser that we're talking about is only an Iser Asay, Lava Ba Michlal Asay, for example, let's say it's Cholov Tomei, they milk the Trefa animal, they milk the Trefa, so that's only an Iser Asay, Hayotzim also is only an Iser Asay, he says, in that case, Shishim is only Drabonim. That's what the Pisrei Tshuva quotes the Nodi Yehuda. And another Pisrei Tshuva quotes, a story about a man who fell into a well and drowned. So, and the body was there, the guy was there, it was 24 hours. So, he says that'll be mutter, even if it's kavosh, because it's only, again, this is it's only an Isra Asay. I assume the Isra Asay he's talking about is what? Psal Odom, which the Rama holds as Asim Diraisa. So it's a suffix shishim, it'll be a mutter because it's only Nisra Asay. And in Nisra Asay, you don't need shishim in Yiraisa. What about the Isra Mace? Why is the Mace also Banot? So maybe he holds it a goy, he's not. There's a shita like that, right? Toysis and Baba Kama holds that. A mace of goy is not osabano. There's a long Mishnah Melech that talks about that, about mummies and so on, are they osabano and so on. Not our topic today. But so we have this fundamental machloek. So the Rav said, I just want to point, according to this Nodi Yehuda, that if by an Isra say you don't say you need shishim in the Yerasi, you see that shishim is not just to be, because it's like Nikar Isra to Misalik the Tam. Because if it's to be Misal at the time, it wouldn't make a difference. It's an Isra Asay, Isra Lav. But it's Nikra Isra, because it's Tam. You see, he thinks it's a Shibitl. And since we learn Tam Ki'ika from where? From Mishra, so it's an Isra Lav, or whatever it is. So he thinks it has to be an Isra Lav to say Tam Ki'ika on the device. But if you learn, like the Shach is saying, as long as there's Tam, it's Nikra Isra. So then it would be in every case. So the Rav pointed out one other thing with this, I'm going to close. There's a shaila about choyze v'neya. What if something, it was bottle, right? For there was shishim against it. And then we add a little bit more isha, and so now it's no longer shishim against it. Do you say that it's choyzev aneya, or do you say no? Kama bottle. Since it was already bottled, so that on the contrary, that which was bottled became hepta, and it can be even mitzarif to be mevatel to be matter the isur, right? So here the Shach quotes is machlokes rishonim. The Shach says, this is in Tzadi Test, the Shach says there's several shitas rishonim. The Ramban quotes the Ravid that says even by min b'mino and min b'she'enu mino, once it's bottle, it's not choyzev v'neir. And the Shach quotes, that's the opinion of the Ravid. And the Shach's opinion is, no, that if it's choyzev v'neir, by min b'she'enu mino, it will be choyzev v'neir. By min b'mino, it won't be choyzev v'neir. Why? So this is the Shach l'shitaso, so to speak, because the Shach thinks that the loch of min b'mino is because of it's a bit of rov, so it's matter the Easter, as long as the other, and that became hetter, and on the contrary, it can be mitzav later on towards the what you need the shishim to be matter. But by min b'she'enu mino, it's not because of the kamus of 60. That's a matter, 60 against it. It's simply that 60 eliminated the tam. So if the tam comes back because more Easter was added, then the Easter comes back. It's choyz v'nei, because it's not like the Shach is l'shitaso. There are other possibilities in Rishonim. There are more paskins than in Tzadi Tes that here. Isa shin is batal kagol shayah shishin kenegdim and itosu bo achakach min ha isa rishin chosu v'neya v'nesa loshno min b'mino loshno min b'she'eno mino loshno yovish loshno lach, because he thinks that it would be chosu v'neya. Why? Because the Shach thinks, and Jim, we don't say this, but it could be the Shach thinks both by min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino. See, the question is, how do you on the drabonin of shishin that we require shishim of min b'she'enu mino b'lach b'lach. How do you understand that? Is that because it just needs a super majority, like I said? It's a different kind. Oh no, every min b'mino midrabanan we view like a min b'she'enu mino. So since on the level of min b'she'enu mino, and that's why comes the number shishim, so therefore if we add Isa, if it were min b'she'enu, though it's not, it would have been, the time would be nirgosh, also it's not bottled, right? The only time, as the Shach points out, the Gemara says the raya that mimbish, that it's not choyzev v'neir is a Mishnah in Orla that says ha'Orla. It's in Perek Beis of Orla. Ha'Orla malas ha'Orla. So what does that mean? Ha'Orla is because Orla is bottled in what?
200.
In 200. Masayim, right? So let's say the Shach interprets to me like this: of course, it could be that's min b'mino, but even if that Orla is, if you had 200, you had 200 against it, so it was bottled, right? And then they added a little bit more Isa, but it's still beyond Shishim, there's still Shishim. Then it's not Choyz V'neir, and it'll be bottled, and it's starved to the sheer Masayim that'll be required. But if it falls below Shishim, then it will be Choyz V'neir. You know, it's special because Orla, you need a bigger proportion, right? So, but anyhow, with this I close. You know, so the Rav pointed out that the fundamental machlokes between the Shach and the Ramah, there's a bas shmor, bas paimen, and it depends how you understand the bit of mimishainu mino. According to there's a mechaber that goes like this. Also, we don't have the time right now, but the also machlokes the mechaber and the Shach, and the Shach is l'shitaso in all these cases. So that you see that the according to the Shach, the bitl of mim b'she'enu mino shishim is simply to mimasalik the tam, to eliminate the tam, and it's a fundamentally different bitl. I just want to mention one other thing. You know, if you look, all these things we mentioned, all is bottled by masayim, truma's bottle by meyer, davishesh mativin is only min b'mino. All these things are all min b'mino, right? Avodah zorah that is not bottled, it's only min b'mino. Why is it that by mim b'she'enu mino all these things are bottled? So according to the Shach, we understand why. Because min b'she'enu mino means if the tam disappears, the isa disappears. So it's not shaykh, but by min b'mino, you can't say that the isa disappeared. It's just that the rov or the shishim, whatever the number is, or masayim or the right is mata the isa. But by min b'she'enu mino, the isa, it all depends according to the Shach. We understand there's a fundamental, the two kinds fundamentally different between them. There's min b'mino and min b'she'enu mino.